Chapter 2.
In the Jade Shadow's forward canopy hung twin black holes, their perfect darkness surrounded by fiery whorls of accretion gas. Because the shadow was approaching at an angle, the two holes had the oblong appearance of a pair of fire-rimmed eyes, and Ben Skywalker was half tempted to believe that's what they were. He had begun to feel like he was being watched the instant he and his father had entered the Maw Cluster, and the deeper they advanced, the stronger the sensation grew. Now, at the very heart of the concentration of black holes, the feeling was a constant chill at the base of his skull. "I sense it too," his father said. He was sitting behind Ben in the co-pilot's seat, up on the primary flight deck. "We're not alone in here." No longer surprised that the Grand Master of the Jedi Order always seemed to know his thoughts, Ben glanced at an activation reticle in the front of the cockpit. A small section of the canopy opaqued into a mirror, and he saw his father's reflection staring out the side of the canopy. Luke Skywalker looked more alone and pensive than Ben ever remembered seeing him. Thoughtful, but not sad or frightened, as though he were merely trying to understand what had brought him to such a dark and isolated place. Banished from an order he'd founded, and exiled from a society he'd spent his life fighting to defend. Trying not to dwell on the injustice of the situation, Ben said,
"So maybe we're closing in. Not that I'm all that eager to meet a bunch of beings called the Mind Drinkers."
His father thought for a moment, then said,
"Well, I am."
He didn't elaborate, and he didn't need to. Ben and his father were on a mission to retrace Jason Solo's 5-year odyssey of Force exploration. At their last stop, they had learned from an Angti monk that Jason had been bound for the Maw when he departed the Kaithal Rift. Since one purpose of their journey was to determine whether Jason had been nudged toward the dark side by something on his voyage, it only made sense that Luke would want to investigate a mysterious Maw-dwelling group known as the Mind Drinkers. What impressed Ben, however, was how calm his father seemed about it all. Ben was privately terrified of falling victim to the same darkness that had claimed his cousin. Yet his father seemed eager to step into its depth and strike a flame. And why shouldn't he be? After everything that Luke Skywalker had suffered and achieved in his lifetime, there was no power in the galaxy that could draw him into the darkness. It was a strength that both awed Ben and inspired him, one that he wondered if he would ever find himself. Luke's eyes shifted toward the mirrored canopy section, and he caught Ben's gaze. "Is this what bothered you when you were at shelter?" He was referring to a time that was ancient history to Ben, the last part of the war with the Yuuzhan Vong, when the Jedi had been forced to hide their young at a secret base deep inside the Maw. "Did you feel like someone was watching you?"
"How should I know?"
Ben asked, suddenly uneasy and unsure why. By all accounts, he had been an unruly, withdrawn toddler while he was at shelter, and he recalled being afraid of the Force for years afterward. But he had no clear memories of shelter itself, or what it had felt like to be there.
"I was 2.
"You did have feelings when you were 2, his father said mildly. "You did have a mind." Ben sighed, knowing what his father wanted, then said,
"You'd better take the ship."
"I have the ship," Luke confirmed, reaching for the co-pilot's yoke. "Just close your eyes. Let the Force carry your thoughts back to shelter."
"I know how to meditate."
Almost instantly, Ben felt bad for grumbling and added,
"But thanks for the advice."
"Don't mention it," Luke said in a good-natured way. "That's what fathers do. Offer unwanted advice."